on Texas A&M Center for Sports Management Research and Education Week. Changing attitudes toward global warming is hard. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, George Cunningham, professor of graduate and professional studies, details one surprising way to do so.
Being active has a number of benefits, including better fitness and cognitive functioning, a reduction of various diseases, and improved physical and mental health. Our recent research also points to another outcome of being active, climate change attitudes. Though there are certainly exceptions, most physical activity takes place outdoors. As a result, exercisers are able to enjoy nature and become more connected with their surroundings. If this is the case, exercisers might be especially aware of the ways in which climate change could hinder their ability to be active. When they arrive at this conclusion, they might also advocate for new laws and policies that would serve to protect the environment. To examine these possibilities, we analyzed data from over 3,100 counties across the U.S. In addition to collecting data related to physical activity and climate change attitudes, we accounted for other factors that might impact the results. These included the county residents' access to physical activity, demographics, education, and voting patterns in the 2016 presidential election. After accounting for these factors, we found that as physical activity increased, so too did county residents' conviction that climate change personally impacted them. Personal harm beliefs were then related to their preference for stronger climate change policies. Based on these findings, we concluded that activists, scientists, and policymakers looking to shape public opinion around climate change should consider the sport and physical activity domain.
That was George Cunningham of Texas A&M University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.